Hey, 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 check it out, check it out. This is Denise with Pillows and Prayers. We know it will take you there. So yes, today's topic, self-discussion, we're talking about destiny and purpose. Now, sugar, I hope your day is going well, but we're going to get right into this. You know, in this time, there is so much happening, and many times we can lose our focus, and we got to get back to the swing of things. And ironically, destiny and purpose was definitely on my heart. And one of the main objectives is, one, getting to your assignment. Well, you got to know your assignment and your focus. You have to have focus on how God has equipped you. And in equipping, and while you're being equipped, there's a certain perception that it has to be unified in awareness. And you have to know who's connected to your assignment. And many of us have been through many experiences in life, and we've had to experience the good, bad, and the ugly. But this is a season and a time where we see what's on the news, we see what's going on, and when so much happens, it's so easy to lose your focus. So what God began to say, he says, sharpen the saw. You probably say, whoa, you never heard of that analogy. Well, God is saying sharpen the saw, because if the saw not sharpened, it's not going to cut. It's not going to work. It's not going to achieve. And that's just my analogy of putting it. You can laugh about it, but you'll get it in a minute. You must schedule time for yourself. You're busy. You must schedule time for yourself. Sharpen your saw so that you can be energized and prepared to give 100% and the other roles that you may play, whether it's social, emotional, mental, spiritual. You have to spend time renewing yourself in these areas. And when you get the spirit, the soul, and the body all on accord, come on. We know pillows and prayers will take you there. When you get all of that on accord, maturity is the only response needed. You probably say, well, what that got to do with it? A lot of us are the majority. So as I reflect on me, myself, I say if majority means that I am an adult, let the majority answer your pressure. So we already know the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. So if the devil comes and say you can't do it, your maturity answers, I can do it. I can do all things through Christ that gives me strength. So we come to a place where we have to either choose small rocks or big rocks. Now, many of us have been connected with small pebbles, and many of us been connected with things that could take us to a place where we've never been, rather it's economically, spiritually, financially, whatever the case may be. However, we must schedule time for ourselves, and scheduling time for yourselves, you have to understand that the most important thing I can do is give unto those that would allow me to live above the line. When I say live above the line, a lot of things that we come in connection with is not even conducive to this walk, but we become, you know, very loyal and very stick-to-itness and just don't want to say no. And this is a time where you're going to have to say no. You're going to have to, in so many words, eat the meat, throw away the bones. You're going to have to really live above the line. You probably say, well, how? You have to start building. You have to start sharing. You have to start, you know, establishing leadership, because we all have leadership. We all have leadership, and there is a difference. There's definitely a difference. There's a spirit of leadership, and there's leadership. But first and foremost, when you sharpen the saw and you get in tune to you, a lot will be easier to understand, to receive, and perceive. I'm going to give you this analogy, and I'm going to let you go. I'm going to check back with you after a while. Let's just get planted today. Let's be planted and know that we're planted in the right, with the right soil. And God will give you that. He will let you know that. A seed can be placed on a windowsill in your tile bathroom and stay there for 50 years. and the tree never come out, even though the seed has a tree and a forest. So let's get it. It's time to sharpen the saw. It's time to start building. It's time to start building strategies. It's time to start connecting with people. And even if you think you don't have the ability, God has given you some things that you haven't even used. So here, you know, with Pillars and Prayers is exonerated out of the heart of God. And we know that as Romans 8:28 say, for we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God, who are called according to his purpose and plan. So baby, listen, you're all on a journey, and let God be the compass of your journey. So until next time, this is Minister Spivey with Pillows and Prayers. We know it will take you there. God bless you, sugar.